Morning Edition from NHPR. Hey, look, there's Sam Evans Brown. That must mean it's Friday and time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
This question comes to us from Allison from Wilmot.
I have a two-part question for you. So as someone who just moved to New England and onto a dirt road 4 years ago, I have not picked up on the conditions that make one mud season worse than the other. My second point is there any rhyme or reason as to what part of a road will be sloppier or more rutted? Thank you.
Oh, the subtleties of mud season, Sam, and predicting mud season.
Mud forecasting. So for this one, I took a trip. I actually got out on the road, and I met a gentleman named Russ Lanoy.
Yeah.
That's not him. That's his tractor.
Yeah.
He's a former road agent, a snowplow driver, road maintainer, jack of all trades from Conway. And he drove me around for about an hour and a half, showing me the private dirt roads that he maintains.
Oh, yeah. Here's some potholes.
And here's what I learned from Russ. The fundamental ingredients of mud season are, first, the soil is really wet, very saturated.
Makes sense.
Sometimes it's wet from the fall when it started to freeze, but sometimes it wasn't that wet, but then it rains in the winter and that rain just works its way down because that's what happens.
And then that water's now all sitting in the top, just waiting for the sun to come warm it up where it can start making soup.
But the soil can be wet during other times of year too, right? So why is mud season so muddy? Well, that's because of ingredient number two, which is the frost.
Well, the frost, I picked a great time to get a cold.
What Russ would tell you here if he had his voice is that the sun heats the ground from above.
But you still get that layer of frost, of ice, in the soil. And the frost sits in under the road, and it keeps water from draining down through the road.
Oh, so we've got a mud cake, Sam.
You've got a mud layer cake, and all the water's trapped in that top layer.
The water's sitting here, which is what's making the potholes. Potholes are water and traffic.
All this is made worse because at this time of year, the trees are only just barely starting to draw water out of the soil. And until they really leaf out, they won't start kicking in and doing their part to dry the soil out. And so that's why mud season is mud season. And the worst mud seasons tend to be associated with cold, snowy winters and long, cold springs so that the melting snow keeps the soil wet and that frost layer takes a really long time to disappear.
And does it just happen that sometimes it just all starts melting at once when we get that big warm up after a really cold season?
Oh, absolutely. Or a big spring rain when the snow is still frozen. But actually, fun fact, a big spring rain can help to dry the soil out.
What?
Because what it does is...
There's still a lot of BTUs or calories in that rain that mixed in with the soil will help to drive that frost out. Once the frost is gone, then the water can drain through and the mud goes away. It's fairly simple.
You know, you've blown my mind, Sam Evans Brown.
The second part of the question,
okay.
Why are some sections of the road worse than others? And, you know, as you might expect, anywhere that the land is kind of funneling water down into like a bowl.
If it's a low area through a swampy area.
But it can be hard to predict. And the reason for that is that...
You don't know what somebody did years ago under that road to stabilize it. If they did a good job and there's a lot of rock and it's well supported, that can be just as good as a road through a very dry area.
Not going to be news to anyone, Rick, but construction standards have varied over time, especially here in the United States when it comes to our roads. So, you know, maybe you've got like a nice layer of geotextile fabric covered with 8 inches of gravel and then your road surface on top of that.
That allows all the drainage, right?
Right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they just went through, pulled out some stumps and dumped a bit of gravel and they call it a road.
A little bit of spring maintenance homestyle.
So that is just what makes mud season an adventure is not knowing what's underneath.
It is the unofficial fifth season in New Hampshire, isn't it?
It is indeed.
NHPR's Sam Evans Brown bringing us Ask Sam. You can get your question answered by the great Sam Evans Brown, too. Sam, how would a listener go about doing that?
They could give us a call, 1-844-GO-OTTER, or for the technologically savvy, record yourself on your smartphone and send it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
Until then, enjoy the mud.
Let's hope it's short.
Let's hope it's short and sweet. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.
Thank you.